For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A British opposition leader is criticizing President Trump for failing to meet with any real people during his visit to the UK. British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn speaking to Sky News.
Well, he had the most hermetically sealed visit I've ever known of anybody. As far as I can work out, he didn't actually meet anybody except for government ministers, the Queen, and he's playing golf with his son.
Meanwhile, Secretary of Defense James Mattis is in Norway for bilateral talks with his Norwegian counterparts. In Norway, Secretary Mattis reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to defense cooperation with Norway.
I look forward to discussing steps to strengthen our military-to-military relationship.
France is celebrating Bastille Day. National holiday commemorates the beginning of the French Revolution when citizens of Paris stormed the royal prison of the Bastille to seize weapons and free prisoners. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitren?
Calitren? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitren, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitren. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitren has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitren, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitren?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Protests against President Trump's visit to the UK have moved to Scotland. The president is spending the day playing golf at one of the Trump courses there before heading to Helsinki on Sunday. This woman is part of a crowd demonstrating in Edinburgh.
We object to children in cages. We object to a whole load of things, and we'd just like to see a little bit of humanity coming back into American politics.
A highly anticipated family reunion in Houston on Friday, a recording of her crying at a detention center in Texas, made 6-year-old Allison Jimenez the face of the separated family controversy. Now she is reunited with her mom, Cindy Madrid, an immigrant from El Salvador. What does she want to do now?
I want to go to a place with my mom to have fun.
And she says she wants to go to Disneyland to see Mickey. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A top U.S. Senate Republican has some pre-summit advice for President Trump. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says President Trump should realize that confronting Russia's president about meddling in the 2016 election does not minimize the Trump victory any.
Russia didn't beat Clinton. Trump beat Clinton.
But Graham adds Trump should reject any Putin denial of election meddling and should tell him that it's got to stop or there will be no good relationship.
Putin's not your friend. He's not the friend of democracy. He needs to fear you and respect you for us to have a good relationship.
Graham spoke on Fox News.
South Korea's Yonhap News reports that the U.S. stepping up preparations for another round of denuclearization talks with North Korea. The report says the State Department is forming a negotiating team for talks on dismantling Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. In a speech at the opening of Beijing's World Peace Forum, China's top foreign affairs advisor said China supports a diplomatic solution to easing tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
China is committed to the denuclearization, peace, and stability of the peninsula, and to negotiate its solution through dialogue and consultation.
A serial rapist accused of his first rape in 2013 and the latest this past June, based on DNA tests, was arrested in San Francisco yesterday. Investigators say 37-year-old Orlando Vilches-Laza was a Lyft rideshare driver who picked up women outside of nightclubs posing as their driver. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.